Senate Republicans who denounced how Democrats do business now have a choice. It's whether to do business that much differently.
Republicans meet privately this week as they prepare to take over the Senate. They'll debate whether to change back a filibuster rule made by Democrats.
This story is all about the power of math. There will be 54 Republican senators in January, a majority, but less than the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster.
Democrats ended that filibuster for judicial nominees, and that made Republicans very unhappy.
But now that they will be running the show, not all Republicans are sure they want to put the old filibuster rule back in place. Many want to see the Senate run smoothly, NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
Okay, there are a lot of stories about Congress that make people outside the Beltway wonder, why should I care? And a story about the nuclear option might be one of them. In fact, even inside the Beltway, right next to the U.S. Capitol building itself, you can find people like Grant Conger. He's a full-time dad.
What does nuclear option have to do with Congress? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
If I were to tell you that the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option last November to change the filibuster rules so that a filibuster is no longer allowed for most presidential nominations, how much do you care?
Honestly, this is going to sound bad. Not that much.
Why is that?
I do care, but here's the problem, is that it doesn't matter to me anymore. Like, I've seen all this before. I'm not interested in the same drama over and over again. It's going to be the same thing all the time.
Conger has a point. The drama has gone on for years, whichever party has been in the majority. So when Reid decided to get rid of the filibuster on confirmation votes last year, it wasn't all that surprising, given how bad things had become. So why should anyone care about this moment now? Republican Susan Collins of Maine says it matters because it's about restoring integrity to the Senate.
The Senate has always been known for its protection of minority rights, and I think it was wrong for the Democrats to break the rules of the Senate in order to change the rules of the Senate.
So Collins wants to return to the old rules, when it took 60 votes to confirm rather than a simple majority. Because the Senate is supposed to be different from the more populist House. It's meant to be more deliberative. But many Republicans say, why bother changing things again? There's less drama with majority rule. Even those who would rather restore the filibuster, like Jeff Flake of Arizona, understand some people are actually tired of fighting.
Because I think a lot of our colleagues realize that we shouldn't politicize a lot of these nominees.
Actually, there are very political reasons for Republicans not to resurrect the filibuster, especially if a Republican gets elected president in 2016. Here's Orrin Hatch of Utah.
If you get a Republican president, then he's not going to have nearly the troubles that we've always had with Democrats in getting judges through.
And Hatch says even if his party brought back the filibuster for tradition's sake, it could be short-lived.
I used to be in this camp who think we ought to get back to the old rule, but the Democrats will break that rule anytime they want to, if they get back in the majority.
Besides, even without the filibuster, there are many ways Republicans can easily block nominations.
The whole filibuster debate, I think, is a bit of a red herring.
Russ Wheeler is a scholar at the Brookings Institution.
It's not unimportant, but it certainly doesn't explain anywhere close to all of the reasons that president's confirmation rate is not going to be 100%.
As the party in control, Republicans can refuse to schedule committee hearings for nominees, or the new majority leader can simply refuse to hold floor votes. But Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond says Republicans may well restrain themselves.
They are coming into power and want to show that they can actually do something. Senator McConnell's talked about making the Senate functional again. I think they want to start off on a positive note.
If you look at the last three two-term presidents, each was able to get at least some of their nominations through in their last 2 years, all with a Senate controlled by the opposing party. So maybe McConnell will be satisfied with returning to those examples of Senate tradition. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.